While none of us knew it at the time, off in New York City, a young socialite named Veronica Lodge was carelessly living out her own personal episode of Gossip Girl, courtesy of her daddy, one Hiram Lodge's bottomless bank account. Veronica's parents had history with Riverdale, but hey, that had nothing to do with us. Well, that's what we thought, anyway. The butterfly effect suggests that small causes can have unpredictable and catastrophic effects. One action, a cascade of ripples, an outcome no one can predict. That was us that summer. Archie, Betty, Veronica, and me. It was July 3rd. The holiday stretched out in front of us like a broken promise. We were separate, but intertwined in ways we'd never see coming. Small, stupid butterflies, blindly flapping our wings.
Part 1. Morning. From D-Doily 1 at AdventureScouts.net. 2. List. All_scout_mailing. Regarding overnight supplies list. To all Riverdale Adventure Scouts. Hopefully, you're all prepared for tonight's campout. You wouldn't be my scouts if you didn't know to prepare for any and all eventualities. Please see below for a comprehensive list of supplies. External frame backpack. Tent. Don't forget stakes, guy lines, and your tent footprint. The ground in Sweetwater Woods can get very muddy. Sleeping bag, with optional liner. Multi-tool. No pocket knives, per Scoutmaster's regulations. Flashlights, and extra batteries. Swimsuit. Waterproof sandals. Long underwear, pajamas, and socks for sleeping. Water bottle. Energy bars or other small snacks, sunscreen, lip balm, toilet paper, insect repellent, toothbrush, toiletry kit as needed. I'll bring the first aid kit. You may also want to bring a camera, your binoculars, and the attached field guide to Sweetwater Woods, though you should all be familiar with its topography by now. You should also be prepared for two vigorous hikes. First, to camp this evening, and tomorrow morning at sunrise. Badges will be distributed to those who can correctly identify select species of flora and fauna on either or both hikes. I look forward to spending the holiday with such capable scouts in training as yourselves. Let me know if you have any questions. Sincerely, Scoutmaster Dilton.
Cheryl. JJ, FYI, Daddy's looking for you. Warpath. Lay low, but you'll have to face music eventually.
Jason. Thanks, I'm on it. See you soon.
Cheryl. En route. Just dodge Daddy Dearest, Obvi. XO.
Chapter 1. Betty. Dear Diary, I can't believe it's the 4th of July already. It's super weird to be celebrating it here in LA, away from Polly and Archie and Jughead. I can't remember the last time we missed the Riverdale Summerfest. I guess it must have been that one summer when Archie broke his arm building a treehouse with Jughead, and we stayed indoors all day reading comics and eating red, white, and blue ice pops. Everyone's tongues turned bright purple. And Juggy ate 3 ice pops for every one of Archie's and mine, but that was years ago. I miss Riverdale, of course, and my friends. But L.A. is amazing. Aunt Gertrude's house may smell a little funny. Whatever it is, I seriously think the odor's been absorbed into the walls. It's like a weird mix of garlic and old lady soap. But she lives right on the edge of Runyon Canyon, so every day I get to hike Runyon Canyon before work. The view is insane. It's exhilarating. There's nothing like it in Riverdale. The weather's amazing. The barista at Blackwood Coffee knows my order by now. Pour over, milk, and 2 sugars. Oh, and one other thing.